5.
Over the last 40 years, 27 times the debt limit has been used to carry significant policy changes that would, in fact, reduce spending and put us on a saner fiscal path. The long and short of it is, there's going to be a negotiation here. We can't raise the debt ceiling without doing something about what's driving us to borrow more money and to live beyond our means.
Speaker of the House John Boehner, once again, it's wah, wah, wah. It's the same old coming out of Washington, D.C. Day 9, nothing new. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Is it the buzz at your water cooler? Some of you third shifters and others that are wide awake and wired right now. Are you just tired of hearing about this? You have a stake in it because 80% of the money that funds this government comes from us, we the people, the taxpayers. And it is problematic when you look down the road and think, well, how long can it go before it really tips the scales? Because already some things have certainly happened. And there's these make goods or whoops moments that the government has, like the biggest oops moment, have to mention it at the top. Everybody was talking about this today, and for good reason, military death benefits. It was reported in the Washington Times, because they were listing soldiers who had died over the weekend, that the families were given letters that they wouldn't get the death benefit, the $100,000 that they were due when somebody dies, whether it's your son, whoever it's signed over to, your son or your husband or whatever, whoever it might be. But you have people who courageously served over and over again in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they were killed by IEDs or whatever their whatever method, but it seems that many of the deaths, of course, are tied to that. So in helping in those two situations with folks being killed, fighting the battles that they're fighting in some unbelievable situations, then the families getting these notices from the Defense Department that because of the shutdown, that it's, the money's been frozen. So normally it would be a quick turnaround, like 3 days, but they're not getting it because of that. So naturally, once that was uncovered and everybody went ballistic over it, the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, said, it's fixed, we're going to pay them, it needs to get fixed right now, tonight, it's fixed, it's fixed, it's fixed, and we're going to wire transfer the money to the families in the morning. We're going to do it. So we're going to get this right. Ugh. But because there was such an outcry, that's why they're going to get it right. If there was nobody reporting it or saying anything about it, it wouldn't have happened. So to me, that's the biggest miss so far in the 9 days of what's happened. Things that have been shut down, things they're not thinking about, things that are just on a list somewhere. It's like people complaining in companies when you've got a pencil pusher that comes in, they're hired, and all they have to do, they call them efficiencies or units. That's what people are called. Efficiencies or units, and they come in, and the company has to lop off X amount, and they just go down a list, and they start Xing people out, but they don't know this person has major contributions, or they did this, or this person's necessary because they know 10 jobs. It doesn't matter. They just X them out, and that's what's happened here. They just go down the list, and it's automatic. Oh, okay, well, the government's shut down, so these jobs are not essential. This is happening, but they did pump out a letter, so somebody knew to issue that letter and why they didn't discuss that, or maybe it was discussed. The more critical or sinister side of America thinks it was done on purpose, that it was a smash to the military families, and that's what that was about. I think it was just a big stupid error. I do. But a terrible error at that. An unforgivable one that luckily is being corrected. Now, you heard John Boehner at the top, and he's been the mouthpiece for the Republicans, at least in the House anyway, the speaker has been. And he says he wants conversations about spending cuts to start now, not next week or next month. And he's saying that the president's position on the fiscal crisis is not sustainable because the president had a non-press conference to say that he was willing to compromise but not negotiate. So how do you navigate around this? We're talking about 9 days, and there's no spending cuts that are put on the table. There's no nothing that's been put on the table. The Republicans were saying originally defund Obamacare. Then they were saying push it for a year. That's not happening. The differences are not being resolved. They're not even being talked about. And Boehner says that we got to sit down. There's no boundaries. There's nothing on the table. There's nothing off the table. There's nothing, nothing, nothing. So it's like a draw. There is no mediation. There is no arbitration. There is no nothing, nada, zero. Nothing. Just two different sides going in two different directions. The president says, I've been willing to compromise my entire political career, but I'm not going to breach a basic principle that would weaken the presidency. I'm not going to change our democracy and do great damage to ordinary people. He said that he would talk with Republicans about almost anything once the impasse is over. John Boehner is the name that keeps getting mentioned by the president. He says, I'm not going to do it until the more extreme parts of the Republican Party stop forcing John Boehner to issue threats about the economy. So then he's also saying that Boehner would normally be doing this because, hey, he knows them. They've had so many beers together and played golf together that it's only the extremists that are forcing John Boehner to do what he's doing. So the question becomes, with this cloud hanging over our economic credibility, let's say, and with no spending cuts being quartered up and no conversations about any of this, where do you think we're going to be at the end of the week? I think we're going to be back in the same spot. In fact, this goes all the way up to the 17th. It goes all the way up to the 17th. And if this catapults us into some crazy chaos, how furious will you be? It's childish. Because at this point, you know, you got to do something. What's the old saying? Sometimes you got to shoot a villager to save a village. Well, we got big problems with what's happening in Washington. There's no cut. There's no anything. There's no conversation. I mean, just to reiterate this, and I've checked with my own sources, it's what you're hearing is just totally true. There is no conversation. Except for that the White House will say that the president, and the president himself said this today, almost an hour he talked, that he's willing to negotiate once Republicans approve the budget and the debt ceiling increase, and they're not doing it. It's not happening. Eric Cantor, the House Republican leader, said, in a divided government, the American people expect us to work together. Javier Becerra, who's been on this show a couple of different times, questioned whether a new committee on the debt ceiling would pose similar results. I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to say, I think so. How about you? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Save that number. We'll talk about it in our third segment. Coming up next, Mike Bonacorsi, getting you retirement ready. You've got to listen to what he's talking about this time around. Pay close attention. That's next on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Writing in now with questions for Mike Bonaccorsi. He is, of course, the author of Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Positions, Preparing for Your Future. And he's got all kinds of credentials out the wazoo. He, of course, is a certified financial planner. Mike Bonaccorsi, how you doing? Last time we talked, the leaves were changing. Everybody's making their way to New Hampshire and Boston, all kinds of tourists. It's beautiful there right now, isn't it?
It is absolutely gorgeous. I'm in southern New Hampshire. We're probably still another week, maybe 10 days from peak here. But you don't have to travel very far. It's absolutely gorgeous. Best time of the year to live in New England. I got to tell you, the autumn is fantastic.
All right, you got to love that. Time for a trip. Got to figure it out. Got to make this time for that road trip.
I'll get my grill going. Right. I'll make you some sausage and pepper.
Boy, no kidding. Don't tempt me. It's a big time now for confusion over health care, as you know, for all kinds of people, but especially people who are getting or who are at that age where they're at the Medicare age. It's funny because my father-in-law, I just saw him a couple of days ago, and he hit 65. He's going to hit 65 in December, and he said, yeah, I'm waiting for that Medicare. So, and he got something in the mail. So the question is, you get something in the mail and it says Medicare open enrollment. What does that mean?
Yeah, right now there's an open enrollment for Medicare Advantage plans or Medicare Part C. Now, Medicare Part C, and to really understand it, we have to realize that Part A and Part B are what they call the original Medicare. That's the original recipe. Part C is the original Medicare that's offered through private insurance companies. These companies are contracted through Medicare to offer these plans. So they offer Part A and Part B through private insurance companies out there. Now, anybody can take Part and Part B, and there are different plans, there are different coverage, there are different copays. You really have to do some research to find out if one of these is best for you. And generally, you can join a Medicare Part C plan if it's offered in the area that you live in, if you already have Medicare Part A and Part B, and you don't have end-stage renal disease. Okay, so quite a few people are eligible for this. The only way you're really not eligible is that if you don't have Medicare, you have a end-stage renal disease, and also if a plan isn't offered in your area. If a plan isn't offered in your area, a particular plan isn't offered in your area, you'll just have to find one that is. So what happens is when you can sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan is when you become first eligible for Medicare, when you turn 65 during the initial enrollment period, you can sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan. And there are other enrollment periods that happen through the year, and we're beginning one right now. This is an enrollment period that allows you to make some changes if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or a Part C plan. If you have original Medicare, you can change it to a Medicare Advantage plan during this enrollment period, which goes from October 15th to December 7th. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you want to change back to the original Medicare, you can do that during this time period. You can switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan. Switch from a plan that offers drug coverage to one that doesn't. Switch from a plan that doesn't offer drug coverage to another. You can join a Medicare prescription drug plan. So there's a few things you can do, and you can also drop your Medicare prescription drug coverage completely. So this is a time where if you do have a Part C plan and you're considering or you're considering a Part C plan versus the original Medicare plan, you want to know which works best for me. I'm thinking about doing it between now, October 15th and December 7th. There's an open enrollment. This is the time to do it. So don't let it get past you, because what happens is this time, the time period only becomes available once a year. You'll have to wait till next year to do it. There's another enrollment period, special enrollment period, that takes place from January 1st to February 14th, but that's very, very limited. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can switch back to the original Medicare plan, or if you switch to the original Medicare plan, you have the ability to join a drug plan during this time period. It's very, very limited. So this is when you have to make that decision, or you won't be able to make it again until next year.
All right, so important to just not discard that, throw that into a pile, and think, well, I'll get to it. You know how you do that. Eventually, yeah. I got all this stuff going on. You don't want to do that. Mike says make sure you pay attention to that.
Pay attention to it. Plans have different coverage. Plans have different pricing. What you may have thought worked for you at one time may not be appropriate now after you've taken a look and see how it applies to your situation. So I think it's always important when you have that opportunity to review whether it's your Medicare plan, whether it's your 401k, your investment values. Always take the time to sit down, review, and say, look, is this appropriate? Is this right for me? And if you don't fully understand it, call somebody. Call your financial advisor. Call your insurance person. Talk to somebody about whether or not you're in the right plan for you.
All right, that's great stuff. And it's interesting, we got one here from Al in Illinois who wanted to ask you this. Okay, when he's of retirement age or getting there, once he jumps onto Medicare and gets the benefits, he says, ask Mike, Kate, once I get the Medicare benefits, what do I need to do as far as the extra money that I'll need? Because, of course, you have to pay for the Medicare premiums, all that kind of stuff. How much money will I need with the drug costs and all that other kind of stuff that'll come my way for the rest of my life? How much do you estimate that I'll have to have in the bank?
You know, healthcare costs are incredible. I think they're going to be one of the biggest costs that most people have. It's estimated that an individual between retirement age through their life expectancy and retirement could spend anywhere from $170,000. I've heard numbers up to $225,000 over their lifetime. The premium for Part B is about $95. Out of pocket expenses, co-pays, co-insurance, it adds up. You don't realize it. But with a life expectancy of possibly another 20 years plus, the idea of you can easily spend $8,000 to $10,000 a year in healthcare. Unfortunately, as we live longer, we don't know what our needs for healthcare are going to be down the road. You know, and that's the big concern. So healthcare, how are you going to estimate what his health needs are? It is going to be difficult. But he will pay a premium for Part B. He could get a supplemental health plan that may help to defray some of the costs. They may pick up some of the costs that Medicare doesn't cover that may be out of pocket expenses. But once again, that'll carry a premium too. A lot of it's going to depend on how healthy he is, how well he's taking care of himself, what kind of health needs he's going to have.
Yeah, if you do the math on that, boy, $8,000 at least. I mean, you could be talking, and if you're a couple too, I don't know, $200,000. I mean, who knows? $100,000, this under that.
Yeah, I mean, but think about it. If you're paying, you know, $100, close to $100 a month just for your Part B premium, that's $1,200 a year right there. A couple of $2,400, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out-of-pocket expenses, you know, co-payments every time you go to the doctor. I hurt my foot running this year, this summer. I haven't been able to run all summer. I'm just getting back into it this week. But I've had to go to a doctor, and because I've had to go to a specialist for this, it's $50 every time I was going. Then I was going to a therapist to have them work on my foot. It was $50, you know, twice a week to see the therapist. So think about that, you know, in retirement, if you get into that situation where you have these costs, how easy it would be to run up a bill of $800 a month or whatever that number is.
Yeah, boy, it's crazy. Wow, this is all good information. We always learn something new, Mike. Store that away if you're not there yet. And if you are, boy, you got some valuable stuff from Mike Bonacorsi. Retirement Readiness, he is the man. Mike, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Kate. We'll be talking to you soon.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
When it comes to this crisis, the Republicans or the Democrats? I think the Democrats think they have the best hand. And the reason I think that, as we swing in to this segment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is I used to play poker, and I was an average poker player at best. But every once in a while, I got lucky because I was decent at bluffing, especially with Texas Hold'em. Ah, man, I would sit on that river card, wait for that card, wait for that final turn. And that's what the Democrats are doing. That's why the president has a press conference, acknowledges that the Treasury Department is planning for anything that could happen, just in case they don't raise the debt ceiling in time. Because they believe, I think they believe that John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is going to fold. Because in the past, he was able to do that. That's why they keep saying, take the votes, take the vote. If you take the vote, I think the vote for a clean bill will be there. And that's what the president keeps referring to, that Boehner is because the extremists are holding him up to this, meaning the Tea Party. That's what he's referring to. The Tea Party is pushing this. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and people that were elected by the Tea Party folks, that's what's holding this thing up. And that really Boehner, I think they're waiting because they feel like they can call Boehner's bluff, knowing that he's not going to be the guy that completely tanks everything, that doesn't take a vote. He's not going to let it go up to the debt ceiling. I think that's what it is. I think that they're at the table and they feel like Boehner is the key, and Boehner will not let that happen in the end. That he'll let himself get beat up, and then he's at the end because he knows he's going to have to do that. He will turn that card and play it and let the votes and the chips fall where they may, and that's what the Democrats are banking on. That's what they're betting on. They're betting that that's what's going to happen and saying that they're hedging just a little bit on that bet when Jack Lew, the Secretary of the Treasury, testifies on Thursday before the Senate Finance Committee, and he's grilled about, well, what are you going to do and what's the extraordinary measures you're going to use? I'll be curious to see what he says besides the $30 billion cash balance plus the daily revenues that come in. Because this, to me, is one big bluff. They're waiting. That's what they're waiting for. So day 9 as that continues. And not surprisingly, the mailbag was filled with all kinds of things when it came to the government shutdown. So let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Chad, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show, but I feel compelled to do so. I'm one of those people that have been furloughed. Yes, I work for the dreaded 3 letters, as you say, the IRS. There's some good people that work for the IRS, and I think you mentioned you knew some people that did. And I have to tell you that we feel like we're getting jobs because we're the everyday guys and women who are sitting there doing our jobs just like the rest of America and doing it well, and we're being punished. But, of course, everybody hates the IRS. They don't realize how much work goes into particular areas of our jobs. Not everyone's the bad guy. Not everybody's out to get you. Not everybody's out to go for the jugular with the audits and whatnot. But I will say this. I truly believe we will not smash into the debt ceiling because it would be catastrophic. From where I sit and from what I've seen, I don't really think we could weather it for very long anyway. And the Chinese will go ballistic, not to mention what's going to happen to the markets. I would tell anyone who had money in the markets to, what did you say? Roll them in cash. Roll them in cash. If we're going to be cash only when it comes to the government, you should be cash only when it comes to your portfolio. Of course, I will say what you say. I am no stockbroker. Over and out. I promise I will call the show. All right. Pretty sweet. I like that note saying that not to beat him up. He works for the government. He's been furloughed. So he gets it. And listening to the show and some of the things that I've said, the same thing. I mean, we're all standing at the craps table, and China is the house. China keeps, they're winning. They're, you know, the finance minister is like Steve Wynn is in Las Vegas, smiling from ear to ear, because they always win. They're going to win on this one. All right, here's one from Julio. Julio says, nice to write you a note here on America Tonight. Very worried about what's happening with our government. I do not think that it is good for the United States to continue to have the government shut down. People are laughing at us behind our backs, and that's not good. I think that so goes the United States, so goes other empires. What do you think? I like the use of the word empires. Are we living in an empire? Well, there's a lot of people that are very, very nervous about the markets. It's the markets because negative news, getting ready, taking, you know, a sell-off, that kind of stuff. And it's the regular folks, too, that get affected by it who have 401ks. I have five friends who have 401ks that worked the rear ends off to get through school. They didn't have any handouts. And three of them are in different ways related in the computer business. One works for a benefits thing. I can't think of the name of the place now. It's pretty well known, but they process benefits, retirement benefits, and finally has a decent job and has got money to match. And that's what they're always talking about. Oh, thank goodness I at least have something. So when I retire, money to match. And that's what people are worried. So it is not just wealthy people that are concerned about the markets. Let's go to RC in Illinois. Hello, RC.
Hello, sweetheart. Knowledgeable. Katie, I got a question, if you don't mind. Educate me. With this stand down or whatever you want to call it, who makes the decision to shut certain venues down?
Well, they have a certain amount in their budget. So the Department of Defense has to kick in X amount, like a certain percentage. And the IRS has to kick in a certain amount, a certain percentage. What they decide is they're essential and non-essential employees, because in a shutdown, that's what they're asked to do. Who are the people that you have to have, that have to do the things that we need to have done, and who are the things that are non-essential?
Who oversees that, or who dictates that?
The people who run that particular branch that answer to the president, really. So, like, in other words, the Secretary of Defense, like Chuck Hagel, would be an example. Jack Lew, the Secretary of the Treasury, so he would make those decisions ultimately, yeah.
So who shut down the venues for especially the veterans trying to get into the monument?
That would be the Secretary of the Interior, because they would be in charge of that, so that wouldn't be... That wouldn't be Chuck Hagel, Secretary of the Interior. That's his decision.
Okay. Why were these people allowed to have this protest for immigration reform? Veterans can't be there, although thank God they did. But all of a sudden, the gates are opened to having a protest there on the mall.
Yeah, well, you know how the mall is. The mall, the area of the mall, you can walk through it. I mean, it's not complete.
Okay, I understand that. But all of a sudden, everything else is closed, and they allow these people to protest there. That's fine. That's their right. But I just don't understand that. That's like knowledgeable Katie educating me.
Well, here's what's funny. 8 Democrats were actually arrested at the immigration rally. So there were people, which is kind of funny, it is, they were arrested because... They were arrested at the rally, and it includes, I mean, you know, all Democrats, but they were from Texas and Arizona and a lot of the border states, of course, because the parks, like you said, were shut down because of the government shutdown. And you could still get through the mall, but it doesn't matter. They weren't supposed to be protesting on the mall, if you will.
Eight people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 8 people.
That's why you're knowledgeable.
Yep. Now, eight people.
Now, where are we going to go from here with this? I mean, there's a great debate, of course. What's your feeling? Like I said, you're knowledgeable, Katie. What's going to happen with all of this, in your humble opinion? Humble hell.
I think that what's going to happen is what I was just saying, that I figured out the puzzle, and I just figured this out today because, you know, I've been talking to so many people, and you hear just one side, then one side.
Sure.
I think what's going to happen is, RC, is that we're going to see that the Democrats are waiting for Boehner to crumble. They're waiting for him to turn that card over because he doesn't want to be the guy who completely tanks everything with the debt ceiling. So they'll wait for him to take that vote because they believe that there's enough, the Democrats, that there's enough votes in the House to pass a clean bill. That's what they're waiting for, and I think it'll happen. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Fly ball, right field. This one's deep. Going back is Reddick. Gets the fence. He'll leap up, and that ball is off his glove. Is it gone? Yes! Gone! A home run! We're tied at 4 here in the 7th. Jackson waiting on another 0-2 from Doolittle on the way. Swing a little pop line drive into right, and that's going to go for a base hit. Starts around third, and he will score. Tigers lead 5-4 in the third inning. Max ready. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive left center field. Jackson on the run. He'll make the catch, and that's it. Max Scherzer up top of the fist as he comes off the mound. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on strikes. And we're headed to a game 5 in Oakland.
Can't wait. Pitcher skips away. Here comes Bogarts to the plate and he scores. And Ellsbury goes to third. 1-1 the score. Ellsbury was running and I think that distracted Bogarts. Weakly to the charging shortstop. Here's the throw to first. It's too late. And the Red Sox take the lead.
One more strike to get. Logan peers over the glove. He rocks on the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. It's over. And the Red Sox are headed to the American League Championship series.
Tampa Bay Rays. Hats off to the Red Sox. While Detroit lives and breathes for another day as an 8-6 victory sends them to that Game 5 tied at 2. Boy, that's exciting stuff. And there was some controversy in this. Matt Johnson, who put that great piece together, he and I are both big baseball fans, as many of you know who listen to this show. And Matt, I'll tell you what, I'm not surprised by Boston. I have to say that up front. I watched that. Their offense wasn't clicking in the end when it needed to be. And the Boston Red Sox, to me, just have that timing. They're scrappy and they did what they had to do. But it's a different story when we're talking about the Detroit game. There was some controversy in that game, another fan interference thing that wasn't called fan interference. And you were watching. What did you think about the lean in, for the ball that would have been a home run?
I mean, my memory obviously went straight back to Yankee Stadium and what was that, 96, and Jeffrey Meyer hanging over the fence and not allowing the Orioles outfielder to catch the ball, and that changed the entire series. And that could be the same thing here, because if you look at the replay, Reddick's glove is right underneath the ball, and he's ready to make a catch that would just, it would rob a home run.
Right.
And you got some Jicky Jack fan hanging over the railing and knocks the ball out of the way, and the umpires review it, and since the ball was heading over the yellow line that's the top of the fence, they call it a home run, but in all reality, that ball is going to get caught. So, I mean, you get the home field advantage there, changes the game, might change the series, because the Athletics just kind of imploded after that, and now, you know, you never know what's going to happen, and that can change the series. You saw it in 96 with the Orioles
yep.
losing, and then in, what was that, 03 with the Cubs in Bartlett.
Oh, the Cubs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're right, because Josh Riddick, to me, had a beat on that, and Riddick looked at the, of course, he looked at the replays after the game, and he said he had no doubt he was going to catch the ball. And when he looked at the replay, that's what he thought. He said it's frustrating that a fan could influence the game that way. The crew chief, who was umpiring in right field, said he disagreed even after the replay. And, you know, here it was, like you say, the home run ball that could have made a huge difference. And a fan was right there in the middle of it. And unfortunately, that's the way things go. And now there's a game five. It's too bad that had to happen, because I think Matt's analysis is the best analysis. You can see the momentum sometimes switch. And the umpire said it was clear he wasn't going to catch the ball, so it was going to be a home run, that there wasn't any evidence on the replay to turn it any other way. But I disagree. I think it looked like he was going to catch that ball. And if he had caught it, it could have made a big difference, because it would have made a difference in the game, the tying, you know, tying things up. It could have made a huge, huge difference in what the outcome was.
One more thing, since we didn't get to it last night because it happened a little late. There was a huge momentum shift last night in the Braves-Dodgers series, where the Dodgers ultimately ended up winning. But they were down one run, and then Juan Uribe came up to bat. And I just wanted to play one of the greatest of all time, Vin Scully, his call of it.
And the 2-2 pitch, Uribe hits a high fly ball into deep left field, way down the line and gone. And the Dodgers lead 4-3 on a two-run home run by Juan Uribe. Isn't it amazing what somebody will do when he can't bunt?
Yeah, the greatest of all time. You're right, Vin Scully. How many years has he been calling it? And the Dodgers move on. How exciting, the champagne flowing.
That was the best, though, was that part at the end, because Juan Uribe is not a very good bunter. He was asked to bunt twice, got two strikes on him, and then he gets up and hits a home run to win the game.
I know. His moment of glory. And it was splashed across the sports pages, of course. And the Dodgers, I mean, the Dodger fans have gone crazy. Remember, this is a team that is the hottest ticket now to get in Los Angeles. And also because a lot of the owners, you know, you have Magic Johnson who gets the marketing thing, and he's one of the big owners of this team. So the Dodgers move on, and this makes it, I think, pretty darn interesting to see what happens the rest of the way. That's why, to me, the playoffs is like a second season, you know, without a doubt. And good for the Dodgers. Congratulations to them, that 4-3 win, that exciting home run. And, you know, ultimately, after in June when the team was so far out of it and it looked like Don Mattingly, their manager, was going to be fired, suddenly new life is breathed in and they're winning game after game after game. And what a big flip-flop that was. Yasiel Puig, he was also instrumental in this. He had a huge double that led off the eighth. And it was, you know, exciting. And as Matt said, to do what he was able to do, you know, in the end, Uribe to do that and to close the deal, pretty darn exciting. All right, we're closing the deal here, too, on this hour. And quickly, one was slip in Dan in Texas. Dan, we haven't spoken to you in a while. You get the last word. And, of course, we've been talking about the government shutdown, so we wanted to throw in some of that playoff baseball. What's happening in your world?
Well, I, too, was watching the playoffs as well. And so, like you, I am a fan. And so, beautiful Kate, there it is.
Yay.
Now, back to our government situation. Our beloved president is actually losing. The Democrats are losing as well. They're seen as obstructionists. And the Republican strategy is to do the right thing. Pass the bills according to the program that you need to have funded. And if the president doesn't want to fund it, it's on him and Harry Reid, Harry the Weasel Reid, and the rest of the Democratic Party. And, of course, election time next November, not this November, but next November, we're going to remember them all. And also any yellow-bellied Republican that doesn't stand up in these times of trial and tribulation, we'll remember them as well.
That's right, the power of the vote. And the power of the vote, Dan, matters.
Us Tea Party people have not gone away. We're as radical as we ever were. And this time, we're going to make some changes that you're not going to believe. And there's not enough of the, shall we say, absent-minded people out there of the youth vote that can counter us this time.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dan. I think there's going to be a big movement when the elections come around, absolutely, without a doubt, because people are going to remember, whatever way you're pulling on this, he's right about that. There are definitely people that will vote. The power of the vote is there in the legislative branch. I'm not so sure it's there for the presidential side because of the Electoral College, but definitely it is when it comes to congresspeople and senators. You definitely have that. So if you don't like what's happening, he's right. Remember it. And if you don't know, because you're so disinterested in what's been happening in the past, who your representatives are, remember, you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, and I will tell you, folks. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health.
Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.